Welcome to the podcast Glow from the Inside Out, hosted by me, Shanaz, entrepreneur and founder of LumiGlow Skincare, makeup artist, wife and mom of two. I'm sharing my self-development journey on this podcast, bringing positivity into your day and helping you live a happier and more fulfilling life. Welcome back to Glow from the Inside Out. I'm your host, Shanaz, and I hope you guys have had a good week. I filmed last week for YouTube and it hasn't even gone off yet. It's like I filmed it on this new kind of system that my husband doesn't know, and he's like the guru and everything and what have you. Anyway, it's going to come on. So anyone who's listened to last week's episode wondering why they hadn't seen the YouTube channel yet, it is coming. It's probably going to be live as this has gone live. And today I didn't even have time to come sit down, do video and get it ready. It's like, it's going to come next week. I'm going to get some interviews on as well. It has been a week. It's been an interesting week. I'm feeling a million times better than I did last week. The anxiety that has been in the pit of my stomach has finally gone. Praise the Lord. I don't think I've ever felt so physically uncomfortable in my life. And I've done a lot of shit in my life. I've done a lot of stuff. Anyway, we won't go into it. But it was tough. It was really difficult of the uncertainty and not knowing. And there are still things that are not going my way. But it's something shifted. You know, after I did my amazing session with Cindy and we talked about the 5 steps, and also having my best girl here, I really believe that when you have people in your life that lift you up, that get you 100%, and they're just in your space, and that's what Cindy had said, step 3 is to be with something or someone that basically is the same vibration as you, is going to get your vibration back up, is mirroring back at you. It's going to get you up there. And that is what it did for me. I had the wickedest time. We went to see the most incredible show. And there's only 2 shows left. I think they're like next week, called Wild. Oh my God, it was amazing in Cape Town. Like unbelievable, sexy, beautiful dancing. I was like, oh, I could do this every week. Spent time with the kids, went to the rugby, and then had a beautiful late lunch at a wine farm on the Sunday. Like perfect weekend. And just real quality time, really talking, you know, because I've come a long way. And my mate, Af, you know, she's in a good space. And she's kind of been watching me, like, you know, go along the bumpy ride up, down, all over the place, around the circle, up over the hill, da 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 da. And it's all kind of coming together. And as I excuse that beep, I didn't realise I've got my other phone on. But there we go. I'm in full flow talking and I am not going to cut that bit out. But basically, you know, being with her, like, just really, it's just helped me kind of get, you know, just like as I'm kind of finding my way, she's been there for me and just by my side and always supporting me, always helping me. And, you know, just listening and giving me good advice. And I realized how far I've come. And I think, yeah, just being around those people that put you in a high vibration. And that's like, it's key, you know, not to have people that are going to drain you from your life, that are just going to be there to support you and love you. I am very grateful for the friendships that I have, for the people that have got my back. I feel really, really supportive, feel really grateful. And I lay in bed last night and I mentally, because half the time I'm so knackered to write out lists, and I just thought all the things that I'm grateful for. I'm very, very lucky. People have just stepped up and it's just been absolutely incredible. So I'm feeling much, much better. I did this week. So I've been really doing like all these different things like energy healing. You know, I did last week a distant healing and then spending time with my magical Cindy. And then I did this week emotional coding. I don't know if any of you heard about that. I mean, I don't even have to be in her space. We did it distant, like I do the Reiki distant healing. I mean, it's quite amazing. So I struggle with sore shoulder, like all the time, and my neck. My sleeping has been like non-existent since lockdown. I'm on a sleep aid every day. It's just, you know, I want to get rid of that. I have lots of anxiety around family and money and all those kind of things. There's lots of fear and things I'm holding on. And so you basically fill out the form and you say, like, what's your problems? You know, a little bit about family, whatever, but not really going into anything. And I'm telling you, it is crazy. There is stuff, and I didn't realize that you can hold stuff in your body from your family. It can be passed on from their family, and you are lugging that shit around in your body. And wow, I definitely feel lighter today. So I had trapped emotions inherited from my dad's dad's mum's dad on the right top of my shoulder, where is my absolute most pain. And then it goes to like where I had sadness. She could tell like where there was any kind of emotional and the different ages and links to money and discouragement and overwhelm and dread and emotion. And I was like, fuck, I'm carrying all this stuff in my body. And so the work that I'm doing right now, it's because I want to live my life. And this podcast episode, because I'm going to be rambling on, is about living life with intention, because I think that is really important. But to live life with intention and to not be, it's like living in your non-self. I feel like that's how I've been living. I've not been living in the joy, like fully, although I've had fun and things with friends and all that kind of stuff. My body is telling me all the time I'm not in alignment. It's been shouting at me for a really long time, and it's gotten to a point. It was really bad in lockdown. I used to wake up in the night with my back, like an agony, my upper back. And then it kind of got better. And then now it's been like for months where I'm literally waking up in the night and getting this like muscle gel. And then I don't even have the cap on. I squeeze it on, whack it on my shoulder. And then it's like a temporary fix so that I can go back to sleep. And that is my body telling me, like, this shit going on. And even when you don't know half the time what it is, like, really, like, deep down, your body is telling you. And that's really this last month especially, my body has been really telling me, like, hey, girl, there's something really fucking wrong here. You need to sort it out. And I'm not living in alignment, and I'm living in lack, and I'm living in this. I've gotten back into that step one, as Cindy talked about, that kind of problem issue. And now it's about stepping up, taking responsibility of my life, of my business, pivoting who I want to work with, who I want to spend time with, my routines, what I do, my money, how I manage it, how I manage myself. It's living life intentionally so that it's joyful and not in angst and pain and stress and anxiety, which I have been in for a long time. And I have moments of, yeah, I feel amazing. I literally just listened to Susie Ashworth. She's got, it's two parts, a third part's coming out, Why We Fail. And I just listened to number two and I had an aha moment. And my thing that I'm dealing with now is money mindset. And it kind of come really to a head. And it's funny, she put it in the analogy of you're looking for to find love and you find the hottest guy ever, but he's only looking for something casual. What do you do? And these lessons keep presenting themselves to you, and they keep presenting themselves to you until you change the narrative and the story. And that is what's going on with my money situation, because I have not been in control of my money. I've kind of like put my head in the sand. I'll sometimes look, I'm like, oh my God, okay, I've got that money in. I've committed to things without actually really knowing, is that right? Is that working for me? I've overcommitted, owing stuff to people. Then things have gone wrong. Like I've got an issue in the UK. And then I'm looking at my tenant now, handed a notice quick early. And then like, oh my God. And then I didn't have really proper savings because I've just not been really taking care. And I've not been a good steward, as Susie says, of my money. And so I haven't been living life intentionally. I haven't been living in alignment, and I have not been putting things into perspective. And I have these properties and stuff, but I've just been pretty careless. And now I want to live my life differently. And I want to be at my optimal health. I want to feel good. I want to, you know, in a year's time, we're doing the Manifestation Collective. Sadly, I don't get to go on the calls in the evening because I'm bloody knackered by 8:30 at night. It's not that late. But, you know, when you've got to sit down and do like a call where you're deep diving And yesterday's call, or the day before's call, was all about like looking at all the areas of your life, your money, your career. Now my dog's decided he's moving, but he can wait there. Your money, your career, your home, your all those things, and look at where you are in lack, and look at, you know, how you can change that. Look at your big goals, your manifestations, and look at the mini manifestations. You could get the goal. Look at your future self and how do you see yourself. And I've got to do the limiting beliefs part, and there's another part tonight. But it's like I'm really kind of almost going back to basics and like looking at like where can I improve it. So for my health, I want to be more intentional. I want to sleep without a sleep aid. But in order for me to sleep, I need to deal with the issues. Oh my God, this bloody dog. We're going to have to go and come back. Typical, the dog. When you're in the middle of train of thought, that's what happens. So, yeah, I was talking about like just looking at all the areas of my life. I'm going through the work this week and, you know, looking at all the areas. Where can I be more intentional? Where can I improve on my health, in my career, in my work, in my home, all those kind of things, working on those limiting beliefs. I really do kind of feel like it's just going back to basics. So that's kind of where I'm at the moment. And I just want life to be more joyful and just have more, just have that passion back in my life, which I feel like I've lost. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to be right back. Are you struggling with stressed out skin? Your skin in need of some serious love, hydration, and some glow? Do you want to be rocking the known makeup look? Well, at Lumi Glow, we've got you. We care about skin. We care about clean, active ingredients that are suitable for sensitive skin and that will make all our customers glow from the outside in. But what's often forgotten is how to glow from the inside out. All women deserve to love themselves for who they are on the inside and how they feel or look on the outside, which is why we are brand for all women wherever they are on their glow journey. If this sounds like this is for you, then go on www.lumiglowskin.com or www.lumiglowskin.co.uk and use the code LOVELUMIGLOW10 to get your special discount. What are you waiting for? Get busy shopping. Okay, welcome back, guys. Typical the dog. Anyway, we try and keep it real. That I think that's the most important thing, is trying to keep it real. So, okay, we're talking about living life with intention. And I think most of my life, I think I just didn't really think about life. I just did jobs I didn't love. I didn't do something I was passionate about. I think this last 3 months has taught me that even though, you know, stuff has been coming left, right and center, I absolutely love what I do. I 100% believe in my products, in what I'm doing. And it's really made me look at my why. What is most important to you and why? If you want to live your life with true intention and have it amazing and joyful, what is most important to you and why? You know, obviously apart from your family and your friendships, but my work and the Lumi Glow and what we're doing, knowing that I'm making someone feel confident in their skin and they can step out the door without makeup, like job done, job's done, girl. And they feel confident enough, they feel good about themselves and they feel taken care of. And that is really important to me, that people feel good about themselves. That makes me feel really happy. And I realized, like, you know, that for me, that's a big why for me. So what is your why? Like, who are you? What are your values? What's important? Like, look at that and, you know, understand that. I think that's really important. Like, I think your ideal day, what does it look like? Like, what are your values? How are they represented in your day? Like, what do you want? I think every day it's like setting an intention, or week, setting an intention. Like, what's my intention today? I want to be productive. I want to, I don't know, just be feeling joyful. I want to, I don't know, whatever. But you need to look at your days, like during the week, like my ideal days. And then on the weekend, my ideal days, just having a wicked time, having fun, being with my family and just enjoying myself and switching off from work. But during the week, like my ideal day is like testing out some products, you know, creating some amazing content, working together with my amazing new social media people, you know, looking at different ways that we're going to, you know, speak to clients, working with new creators, come really pivoting and changing. And who do I want to work with? How do I want to do it? How do I want to feel? Like, what are your values? That's really important. And who do you want people to experience? Like me, as I'm Lumi Glow, like when I'm working, I had a meeting yesterday with Lady Storm that's working with me now. And we had an early morning meeting at 7:30. I actually really enjoyed that. I thought that was really nice for me to start the day with a meeting. And then I was like getting excited, like, you got this, you know, it's like, let's go, and getting pumped and energy. And it's like, we have to just give each other energy. It's about lifting each other up. When I was chatting with my mate yesterday, she's really good at making other people feel good and lifting them up. And then you work better. So that's how I definitely want to be. You know, I got told by my social media agent, I'm going to find my message now. I just said to her, like, I really enjoy working with you. And she said the nicest thing back. I really like this. And this is the kind of people that I want to be working with. Honestly, Shanaz, me too. I have three skincare brands in different types and forms. And you are by far the most willing to go out of your way, try anything. And I really like you as a person. Well, you know, she's got good taste. And it makes the world of difference to my day. And that made my day. And that is, you know, how I want to be. I want other people to experience me like that. That is really important. And I want people to be like, yes, Shanaz, amazing. I know where we're going. This is where we're going. This is the message. This is how we're going to do it. And I want to bring people on board. I want to work with creators. I want to create an affiliate program. Arms are waving all over the place now. You know, I want to really like get that message out there, work with some really cool people and get people to see that Lumi Glow really is a great brand. I'm not reinventing the wheel, though. I'm not a scientific brand, but my products are great and they really do make your skincare feel great. And if I've got some people out there that are not wearing makeup because my skincare is so fabulous, hello, do you know what I mean? And it's like, it's a no-brainer. It's uncomplicated. It smells good. You feel good. You know, I'm at the other end of it. You know, what's there to question? And then the other side of it, apart from your work, is like, what do you want to do in your free time? Like, for me, that's not a problem that I have, actually. But living life with intention, every weekend, I know that I just want to have a beautiful time. I want to spend time with my mates, with my daughter. That's definitely a time I get to spend quality time with Tatiana. See the people that just make me feel good. And this Friday, we're going to go and find a venue for my birthday. I'm going to be 48 in 2 weeks, like 2 weeks tomorrow, or today, actually, 2 weeks. It's frightening. I can't believe it. I'm going to be 50 in 2 years anyway. And so, you know, and how do you want to feel? I think it's, how do you want to feel? Like every day, how do you want to feel? How do you want to feel in a week's time when you're doing all the work now? Like you might be in the angst. But like, how do you want to feel in a year's time? Why you've done all this work, you're looking at all the areas, all the things you're manifesting, all the wishes and your desires and your goals and all those things. Like, how do you want to feel? That's the most important thing. How do you want to feel? And I think a lot of the time we don't ask ourselves that. That's not a question that we ask. And we're just kind of chasing the goal, the money, the this, the that, and then it doesn't come because you've not done the money work. And then you go around in a circle and then you're like, why is this happening to me? And it's just exhausting. So then what is possible when you're living life with intention? Like, what is possible? Every day is your chance to create a brand new life. Every day. And you don't have to start on the 1st of January or whenever. You can decide any point, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to do this. And how am I going to make it happen? I decided one day I'm going to launch Lumi Glow. Yes, I did it in a very funny way. But that's my journey and that's the way it goes. And I believe from now onwards, this year of transformation, by the time next year, I'm going to be laughing, go, what was that all about? It's going to be totally different. Where do you want to be in the next 3 to 5 years? I urge you, ask yourself that question. Do you want to be still sitting in the angst and the stress and the going around in a circle and the same thing happening, repeat, repeat, eat, sleep, rinse, repeat? Do you want that? And I know that I don't. And this year, when I had all the stuff at me, and when I realized, oh, this is a lesson that I'm learning, and it keeps presenting itself, as Susie Ashworth says, it keeps presenting itself, and I keep doing the same thing, and I keep putting my head in the sand. that's not where I want to be. In 3 to 5 years' time, I want to be, have a number one skincare brand, have won some awards. I want to be in some amazing stores in a few countries. I want to have raving fan community of amazing people that we just have a wicked fun time together. And I want to be, well, I'm going to be living in my dream house soon because I put this house on the market and I'm finding, I told the agent, find me my dream house because this house has not been working for me. And that's really important. The environment that you are in is so important. I've realized that, that where you live and how you feel in your home is so important. And I never really looked at that, but this house, we've had fun, but it doesn't bring me joy. And so I'm going to be in my dream house later this year. And I'm just going to be building on it and making it beautiful and have all the corners and get my friend to help me out and all the spaces and the things. And I've got so many dreams and I started putting my Pinterest board, put your Pinterest board together of your vision. Do you know what I mean? I love that. Put it together. And then if you want, I mean, for me, I never find the magazines here aren't good enough to do the vision board. So I'm just going to be creating Pinterest boards of all the different areas of my life. I love Pinterest. It's now become a favorite thing of mine. I'm really working on the Lumi Glow side of stuff and just more on the personal stuff. And what do you need to change in your current perspective to accomplish this? What do you need to do to live your dream life? Your dream job, your side hustle, do you want to make it? What do you need to do? Plan it, get some goals, get some health, get a life coach. What are you going to do? Join, there is the Brendan Burchard, he has Growth Day. I've signed up to like the Real Minimal one, but there's one that's a bit more, it's not crazy expensive, but there's so many amazing people on there. Like, what can you do? What podcast can you listen to? I've almost finished it. I've been marathoning it while I've been driving around Cape Town this week. You Are Badass by Jen Sincero. She's brilliant. I love it. It's, again, not reinventing the wheel, but it's like she says it in a voice that really resonated with me. And I've had lots of aha moments as well with it. And I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, get it. I get it. This is what I need to do. And so that is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do to change your perspective, to be living life with intention and joy? That's what I want. Joy. I said to my mate, I want to have experiential wealth. I want to have experiences. When I think about having money, I think about being on an amazing holiday with my family and my mates, having a wicked time, being in my beautiful house, just enjoying my life and being on a stage, maybe with my mate, inspiring, getting people dancing, getting people feel good about themselves, getting them feeling confident. Can I get a woo-hoo? Do you know what I mean? That is what I want. And that is what I'm visualizing. And that's what I'm trying to tap into. And just getting out of that horrible pit in my stomach and taking back some bloody control of my life. I'm going to be 48 years old. It's about time, but I'm doing it. So there's many, many areas of our lives that can have potential barriers, you know, like you've got kids or you've got a full-time job, you know, or you could be working in an awful work culture or have a partner that's a complete twat, I don't know. So you need to kind of really look at like, what are the elements? What can I change? What can I do? Where can I improve? And, you know, where can you really get engaged? Where can you get really creative? We live one life and so many of us just live in this rat race, in this wheel. And I don't want that anymore. I don't want that for myself. And I'm sure you don't want to either. If you're listening to my podcast, you know, you're on a self-development journey like me. I don't want that. So it's getting out of it. And what do you believe about yourself? You know, it's really important that you work through your limiting beliefs. What do you believe about you? Affirmations. Fucking hell, I'm just like been pumping myself affirmations. Jen Sincero says, like, you can never get enough affirmations. Money affirmations. I'm your badass affirmation. Amazing. You know, whatever. Pump them into you so that you can believe that you're going to get there. You know, and what's your plan? You know, what does success look like to you? And what's one step that you can take each and every day? And for me, it's, you know, signing up with a new agency, to reaching out to new content creators, doing a new brochure, rewriting our copy, working with my coach so that we have a new presentation deck so that people are like, wow, I want to work with her. putting my house on the market, for example, because it doesn't work for me. How am I going to be, you know, and then work with my money, work with my space, all these different things that I can do. You know, when obstacles arrive, how are you going to deal with it? How are you going to show up? Five steps that I did last week. Step one, we're going to do trust, be around people that raise your vibes. What are the tools that are going to raise your vibes? Ask and you shall receive. So, you know, and how are you going to set yourself up for success? And then when you do all the little things, make sure that you enjoy it and that you celebrate it. And for me, that's really like, that is living in with intention, you know, living a great life. And I'm working on that every single day. And I know it's going to be okay. And because I'm doing the work and I'm having some trust, it's tough for me. But I'm trusting it's going to be okay. And I'm surrounding myself with people that are bloody fucking amazing. So I thank you if you're listening. I love you all. I hope you resonated with this. I started off a bit like the first part, like, and then I just got into the flow. I love this podcast. I want to just grow it and chat to amazing people. I'm going to get some people on soon anyway, I promise, for interviews. And yeah, don't forget to support Lumi Glow. Need all the help. Spread the love, get the glow, get your skin health on. Yeah, come join our glow community. And yeah, just come glow with me, basically. Have a beautiful weekend. Share this with your friends. I hope you are feeling a little bit better after listening to me. And I'll be back next week, guys, on YouTube. You can go onto the Lumi Glow channel where you will see today my episode from last week. You can see me in action. Much love, guys. Bye.